Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the latest with the police cars?
Today we got the analysis that we were looking for, and we were able to approve that. And, you know, it was just as simple as giving us the analysis and making sure that it made sense. It does make sense that if we lease, we can get 10 additional cars, 11 additional cars, instead of just getting 20. So the council was fine with it. We just had some additional items or details that we wanted. We got that information today. And so we're hoping to get those cars as quickly as possible because we know that they're desperately needed.
Is there a long-term fix to the solution? Because when you lease the vehicles, you got to give them back over time, right?
No, at the end of the lease, at the three-year period, we can buy those vehicles. So it's not that we're giving them back. And that was some of the details that we wanted that the administration gave us. So it really is a good program so that it gives us additional cars and it gives us some at a certain period of time that we can fix them and maintain them. And at the end, we buy them back for a minimal amount, which I was shocked at, to be honest.
Are there plans to hire any more people who can fix the cars that are in the fleet right now that are just sitting there broken?
I know the administration has been looking at that. That has been a constant problem. And so we're going to wait till we see the budget to see if that's a necessity. If we get more cars, we may need more people, but that's something the administration would have to put out there.
To be clear, has the council approved the leasing plan?
The council has approved the leasing plan, yes.
Even before you got the...
No, we needed the additional information. So we had to get that additional information. We got that today, and we are all okay with it.
So you have approved it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. When did you approve it? I'm sorry.
That would have been today. It should have been during the council meeting.
Explain the cost effectiveness of leasing rather than buying and how that impacts the city budget when there are financial issues happening.
Well, because we're going to be making lease payments, it's going to be three payments, once per year. And the fact that we need more cars, we couldn't afford to buy them outright. So it does make sense for us because we can't buy it all at bulk to make those lease payments and get those additional cars that we desperately need at this point in time.
Do you think the city of Buffalo will consider from here on out leasing the vehicles as opposed to buying them? Because like you said, if you can then buy it for a super cheap price at the end of the lease run, why not keep doing it year after year?
Well, they're going to look at it. I mean, and it makes sense. I mean, right now it makes sense. As we look at the costs, we're going to be paying maybe $1,000 more per car over a time period, over 3 years. And then we can buy the cars back at about $3,500 per car. That makes sense for us. And then as long as we can maintain it, if we can maintain those cars and we can keep them in good shape, we can have them for extended period. So right now it does make a lot of sense because we desperately need the vehicles.
Does this get the cars into the fleet sooner too, leasing rather than buying?
Well, I think the only problem with getting the cars sooner is that they have to do the packaging on them. And so, you know, we needed to approve this sooner than later. I'm glad we were able to come up with the resolution two, because all we were looking for from the council is just that it made sense, that the financial, the data that we needed to see, that it made sense, and it does make sense. And I'm hoping that once we get through this three-year period, we can look at further if we need to go further with it, if it works for us.
Switching gears to the speed zone cameras, the mayor's office said no to extending the grace period, but it sounds like you're still interested in working some.
Well, we're still interested in working things out because we still get complaints from residents because there's still confusion. And we were hoping that the administration would have supported the extended period, grace period, because I think we could have rolled it out in a fashion where the public could have had that information in a timely fashion and not been confused by the back and forth. So we're going to continue to work with them. We've talked from the council about having specific times instead of the entire day, because in other municipalities, we have not seen that the entire day was used as a school zone. So we're still working through it. We're having our council look at some of the things that we need to do, but that's still an issue that we want to try to remedy before it gets too entrenched that the public looks at this as a money grab.
Do you think that there's a risk that a lot of people already think it is a money grab?
I think a lot of people do think it is money grab, but from the council's perspective, we've been upfront in talking about making sure this wasn't a money grab. It is about the safety of our children. None of us on the council have talked about a dollar. We have not even talked to the administration about it being about a dollar. It's been about the safety of our children. But until we can roll out something that makes sense, that people really recognize and understand, it will seem like a money grab.
But for now, it's business as usual. Obey the signs.
Obey the signs. And as someone has said to me, in some cases, going another direction, because we are trying to make certain that people don't get impacted dramatically by this. This wasn't the reasoning for us doing it. It really is about the safety of our children at school.
And getting a $50 ticket in the mail, that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of money.
It is. I mean, it is. And I'm not going to minimize it, but I don't make any apologies about it being something that we're doing for safety of our children. We all need to follow the speeds. It's posted. But we have to do better as a city of making sure it's visible and it makes and people understand it, not just putting something out there saying, oh, there's a sign, but I didn't see it, and then give them a $50 ticket. That's not what we want to do. It's not to bamboozle anyone. It's really about the safety of our children.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.